Dr. George Tiller operated his women's health care services clinic in Wichita for decades and was one of the rare doctors in the United States who performed controversial third trimester abortions. On a Sunday morning in May of 2009 at the Reformation Lutheran Church, Tiller was serving as an usher when Scott Roeder walked up and shot him in the head.
Tiller has performed legal abortions.
Since then, the debate and the news coverage of abortion, and especially third trimester abortion, has continued to be contentious and angry on all sides. In After Tiller, we see a different, more controlled approach to the subject. Filmmakers Martha Shane and Lana Wilson let us peek into the clinics and into the lives of both the doctors who perform the procedures and the women who come to seek them. Martha Shane.
And we felt that one way to reframe the conversation was by focusing rather than on the politics and having politicians or activists giving talking points, that by focusing on these more intimate stories of the doctors and the patients who are, you know, at the center of the storm, but who are also the ones who are least heard from in this debate, by focusing on them, that in and of itself would change the tone.
Co-director Lana Wilson.
And they thought, you know what, the only way anyone's ever going to understand why we're doing this work is if they meet us and hear our stories and meet our patients. That's the only chance we have.
Wilson and Shane are participating in a panel discussion following tonight's screening of their film. Also on the panel is local Dr. Scott Stringfield. He's the associate director of Via Christi's Family Medicine Residency Program. He's also medical director at Choices Medical Clinic, a crisis pregnancy clinic that offers medical care and support for women to carry babies to term, but not abortion services. Stringfield thinks the documentary is one-sided.
There's no doubt I think they shined light on the situation to what is very hidden and for the most part unknown by the community as a whole. And I think they did indeed show the more personal side of those individuals. I do believe, however, that it would be really nice if they did the same for the physicians on the other side.
Stringfield's views probably couldn't be further from the doctors profiled in After Tiller. Still, in his position at the Choices Clinic, he sees plenty of people each day who are dealing with circumstances similar to what's shown in the movie.
And I think at the end of it, I thought, man, what a bunch of wounded people. Not only were the women who had had abortions and the struggle that they were in now, which I've seen often in my experience in medicine, then there were the women who were considering abortion and struggling with the guilt and the dilemma that they faced with that, and then even the staff of the abortion providers and for abortion providers themselves.
Though many see the abortion debate as a black and white issue, director Lana Wilson says it is grayer than most people think. And she says the film is not shy about showing what might be morally ambiguous situations, challenging the audience to confront their own preconceptions.
It's very complex and nuanced and gray, and letting the doctors talk about that and seeing that these patients are struggling with the decisions that they're making was how we felt we could also avoid that back and forth between two sides, because there are actually different points of view and different issues all represented within the clinic wall.
A woman deals with her own struggle in this scene from After Tiller.
Obviously, if a baby didn't get part of his brain, what outcome of that can possibly be good? And ours has been guilt, because it's guilt no matter which way you go. Guilt if you go ahead and do what we're doing, or bring him into this world and then he doesn't have any quality of life.
Both Martha Shane and Lana Wilson say they've been impressed by the civility of the conversations they've had at screenings of After Tiller from people on all sides of the abortion debate. And they say they're optimistic that bringing the movie to Wichita will help continue a calm, thoughtful discussion of this deeply difficult topic. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.